Hi, I'm Bella Gandhi, founder of Smart Dating Academy and your host of this beautiful podcast. We're here to bring more love into your life, regardless of if you're single, if you're married, if you're thinking about becoming single, if you're thinking about becoming married or finding the lid to your pot. And we're going to bring more life into that love that you have or you want. You might have seen me on Good Morning America or Steve Harvey or the Today Show or 100 other places. But I'm so happy that you are here with us because we're going to make your life and your love better. Smart daters, welcome back to the podcast this week. I think it's time for you to get to your happy place. And so I didn't have to dig deep to find my favorite happiness expert, my friend, Stephanie, who is the happiness coach, Stephanie Lefevre. She's amazing. We met, I don't know, a decade ago, and she is the embodiment of happiness. And she's going to share her gems with us today, dear listener, about how we can get to our happiest happy place starting today. Are you ready? Let's welcome Steph. Stephanie, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Happiness and dating, not usually very synonymous together, right? But let's get people there for sure.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, tell us, how did you get into the happiness business?
Oh, that's a funny question because nobody becomes a happiness coach by having like a perfectly happy journey in life, right?
Absolutely. You had to learn how to find your happy. You so had tell to learn us that.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, I was growing up in Chicago, one of five kids, not in a happy childhood. My parents fought a lot. My dad drank a lot. My dad left my mom for another woman when I was young, and that shattered us, you know?
Wow.
It was hard. And then my sister died in a drunk driving accident, even harder. So when you're young and you experience that type of trauma and tragedy in your life, you really don't have a lot of hope for your future, right? I mean, I thought I'm broken. I'm worthless. Like nothing good is ever going to last in my life. So yeah, it was a long road up that happiness mountain, right? I mean, I didn't even know what happiness looked like. I didn't know we were, you know, this is in the 70s and 80s. There's not a lot of like grief counseling and
there was nothing.
We just like went
throw some dirt in it.
Right. With an amazing community supporting us, but, and my wonderful mom doing everything she could to get us through it. But, you know, I look back now and I think, God, that's a lot. And all of us had to find our way out of grief and tragedy and into a level of normalcy and up to a level of joy and happiness. It's not a fast climb, right? It's a steep and a hard climb up there. But luckily in college, I started getting really into personal development. It's what saved my life. You know, reading everything from Wayne Dyer and Deepak Chopra and Pema Chodron and Marianne Williamson, her book, A Return to Love, and Oprah. Thank God for Oprah. Right? I got to watch every Oprah and All My Children episode, like the two of those things saved my life. And thank God my mind started getting open to forgiveness, to joy, to ways to use my inner world to create in my outer world. Because my inner world at one point was creating a lot of sadness. And my plan was just to be like my dad and drink and throw my life away, right? Because I didn't see anything other than that. So through diving deep into my personal growth and making it like a full-time job, I started to see that my inner world can change, that I'm in control of it, and that I can start creating that in my outer world. And now for the last 30 years, this is the journey I've been on, right? To constant improvement, to constantly reshaping and consciously creating a life that I love. And in my relationship, creating a relationship that I'm wildly excited about and that I'm really happy with, creating the health and fitness that I desire, creating a career that I'm really crazy about. Creating financial freedom, creating everything from the inside out has always been my journey and what I now love to teach and share.
Oh my gosh. Well, let's imbibe all of the gems that you have. I mean, you know, I'm sure you can imagine what it's like to be 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 and single, maybe career single, you know, maybe coming out of divorce, maybe you've lost the love of your life, or maybe you're in a relationship and you just want to boost your happiness or your joy. Tell us, you have something called a formula to create a new reality. And you're talking about changing your world on your inside. So let's start with that. What is our first step?
So the formula to create a new reality, I mean, I have a lot of my clients are struggling with self-worth, self-doubt, with not having what they want in life at its basics, right? So if it's not having a relationship that what they want, a lot of my clients are divorced and single, or if it's another area of their life, what I notice most women are doing is that we put our actions first, right? Like I was doing this a long time ago before I got married. I wanted to lose weight. And so I was like trying all these different diets. It was like the Atkins diet back then. And I was doing the Atkins diet and I was like doing these VO2 maxes and I was trying these different things and I was never losing weight. Well, that's before I knew about the formula to create a new reality that I developed by using all this work. And that formula doesn't start with action. It starts with our state. It starts with how we feel every day. So the formula is S plus S plus S equals R, because that's simple and you can remember it that way.
Wait, S plus S plus S equals like Stephanie, R. Stephanie, Stephanie equals Richard.
Yes. So yes, exactly. So S plus S plus S equals R. So the first S is your state. How you feel is the most important thing. And we'll talk a little more about that. But the second S is your story, how you think. What your thoughts are, what your mindset is, that's what you're attracting in. So the third S is your strategy. That's the action, because you can't not take action along the road of the dreams that you want to create. That equals your reality. So if you have a reality that you don't like in any way, you can't keep trying to just change the action. You've got to start with your state. You have to start with how you feel every day. So what does that look like? I mean, how we wake up in the morning and how we feel really, really matters, right? If my reality isn't what I want it to be, I'm going to look at how I feel every morning.
Okay.
Is my morning routine dialed in to be something that brings me joy? We don't have to follow these morning routines that like all these men dictate are the best thing to do, you know, 5 a.m. club and wake up and do 20 minutes of this and 20. We should do things that bring us joy. Right? The best morning routine is doing stuff that you love, right? And taking some time for yourself so that you do things that you love, so that you feel good, right? So I would include in your morning going big, I call it B-I-G, begin in gratitude, because gratitude is an energy. It's a state. Gratitude is a massive state shifter, right? So you can't be in like distress and upset and gratitude at the same time.
You can't. It's impossible.
Right. So what am I grateful for? First thing in the morning, before I even open my eyes, I think about all the things I'm grateful for, right? That primes me, like I'm more ready for the day, right? Anything that you do in the morning, if you, you know, do something healthy for yourself and have a green juice or lemon water or, you know, your coffee and a little bit of a little meditation. If you're setting intentions, if you're doing some journaling, if you're picturing your day unfolding in a positive way, staying off of your phone, off of the news, you know, off of reacting to everyone else's emails and texts and whatever, and you're doing something for yourself, you're filling yourself up. Well, you're going to be better ready to handle the challenges that come your way, right? You're approaching things a dating website or, you know, anything that you're doing with a different energy when you feel good first. So the first S is your state for that reason. The second is your story. It's your mindset. We place orders from the universe with our thoughts, right? Our thoughts place the order and our feelings attract it back in. So our state
and
our
state. Say that again. Our thoughts
place an energetic order and our feelings attract it back in, right? So our thoughts and our feelings have to be aligned with what we want. And if our thoughts are going, well, this is never going to work and this is a pain in the ass, well, that's placing a confusing order, right? Oh, I really want to be with the man of my dreams, but oh God, these dating sites, they just suck. I just can't get it. I can't do this.
Oh, wait, you just talked about every one of my clients.
Right.
That thought. Okay, let's go with that. Let's create I wake up in the morning and I'm like, oh, I really want the lid to my pot, the man to my dreams. I hate dating. Dating sucks. Right. I hate these apps. There's no good men out there.
Right. Well, Let's talk about the things that we have to stop doing in order to stop creating confusing orders. Okay. Because those are creating confusing orders to the universe and fuzzy targets don't get hit, right? If every time we're thinking thoughts, a lot of them are not aligned with what we want, we have to change those thoughts first. So number one, and no one's going to want to hear this, but we have to stop complaining because complaints create an order. They place an order to the universe for more of what you don't want. And I know it sounds harsh to think that we need to stop complaining, but we all complain. We complain. We complain about the heat. We complain about the day. We complain about the, you know, we complain whether we are not consciously complaining about, we complain about dating apps, right? I'm not even single and I complain about my friend who's on dating app. I go, oh God, the guys that I found on there. So we need to stop doing that because all it is perpetuating more of what we don't want. And, you know, the more that you focus on something, the more you're going to see it. So if you complain about dating apps, all you're going to see are bad experiences on dating apps.
Amen.
Right?
Amen, sister.
So we need to stop complaining. One tool that I use, Bella, to stop complaining when I teach all of my clients, what we do first thing in any of my programs is we wear a complaint-free bracelet. So I have them put on a bracelet that they love on one on their right wrist and see if they can go an entire day without a complaint. And if you complain, you move it over to your left wrist. It's all about awareness, right? Because if we never talk about complaining and have awareness about complaining, we'll go, oh, I'm not really a complainer. And then we're like, oh my God, my friend, the other day, we just go right into it. So the awareness around retraining our brain not to complain needs a physical thing. So you wear the bracelet, you put it over to your left wrist when you make a complaint so that you're retraining this dog in your brain, right? And the next morning you start with it on the right wrist again, and you see if you can go a day, 2 days, 3 days.
I love that.
It's a really powerful practice. So put that in your toolbox and try a complaint-free bracelet. So we have to stop complaining. The next thing we have to do is we have to stop focusing on lack. We have to stop even, Bella, focusing on reality that's around us. Like, I don't care if the reality is that I keep meeting guys that aren't available. I can't focus on that unless I want more of it, right? So we have to stop focusing on reality and only focus on our desire. As if a psychic came down and said, oh, he's coming. He's on his way.
That's me.
And it's going to happen. And you're like, he's on his way. It's happening. So you cancel all the thoughts of lack. You go, I don't care if there's only one of me and not enough of that. No, you cancel all those thoughts. Like when I was pregnant with my son and I was an older mom, 38 and 40 when I had my kids, and people would tell me what they would want to tell me, all the miserable stories of labor and delivery. I would go, no, I heard none of it. I only focused on natural, easy childbirth. And that's what I had. Natural, relatively pain-free, incredible, incredibly powerful labor and delivery.
Wow.
I never let the reality of how old I was or what other people would have said into my existence. I wouldn't. So I know it sounds impossible, but it's not impossible. You have to stop focusing on lack even if that is your reality, you have to stop focusing on the reality of what you don't want, because that's placing a confusing order. You have to stop looking for and seeing what you don't want. And I'm sure you go through dating apps and you go, oh God, that's awful. Oh, he's awful. Oh, he's awful. He's awful. No, you've got to stop focusing on what you don't want and focus on what you do want. So what I do want is a guy who's available. What I do want is a guy with those eyes. That's nice. Oh, I do want a guy that's that tall. Oh, I do want a guy that lives there. Okay. Oh, I do want. You have to focus on what you do want, not what you don't.
So meaning if you're swiping on the app, Steph, I love what you're saying, that every person that comes across your screen, you have to find something in that person where you might go, oh, this is not a person for me. You have to find something that you do like about that person. Did I get that right? Because I kind of love that.
Be more empowering 100%.
Yes.
I would like that. And if not, send them love and bless them. Oh, you know, he's really cute. He's a perfect fit for someone. Oh, he's got really nice eyes, right? Why not? Come from love instead of fear, right? And send that love and find the do want. There is something that you want, right?
In every person on the app, I'm going to tell my clients this. Tell me 100%. Something about every one of these people that is good.
That is a redeeming quality that someone would want, that is a positive. We can't expect to get positives while focusing only on negatives. And yet that's all we do is like negative, 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 negative. I don't blame them. I get it. I've seen the apps. I've been there. But with a different energy, when your state is in the right place and you're really careful about the orders you're placing, you can do it differently. You can have a different experience.
I love that.
So a couple other things that place confusing orders. So we've got complaining, focusing on lack, focusing on what you don't want instead of do want. The next thing is conflicting beliefs. You know, when we're thinking, I don't believe it's going to happen for me, that places a confusing order, right? That's self-doubt. Like, how can I expect to win the prize or, you know, do something amazing in my life if I don't believe in myself? Belief is a huge piece. We create from our thoughts, from our words, from our feelings, and from our beliefs. And so we have to believe that it can happen for us. So I teach my clients, we talk about belief a lot because we have to build our belief to the level that we can attract in what we believe. Like you and I, if we didn't believe that we could ever start our own business, we would have never done it. We would have sat around disbelieving and never taken action, right? Belief can lead to action and action can lead to belief, but we have to believe it. So what can we do to build our belief in ourselves? For me, I believe in myself when I'm feeling my most confident. And I'm feeling my most confident when I am fueling my health and fitness, when I'm doing what I say I'm going to do, you know, keeping my word with myself, when I'm challenging myself, right? Like when I am on that treadmill and I'm doing a hard-ass workout, I got up in the morning, I had my morning ritual, I'm doing all these things to fuel my state and my story. And I'm on that treadmill and I'm working hard. You can't tell me that there's something I can't do. I'm like, I can, I will, watch me, get out the way. I got this, right? Because I'm in that state of belief because I've showed up for myself and I'm doing things that I really feel good about and feel confident about. Like I don't believe in myself when I don't have confidence. So what do you do to build confidence, right? That's underlying for your belief. And I think it's our work. That's our work, is the belief work.
And how do you define what your beliefs might be that are holding you back?
Great question. I mean, for me, there are some roots of limiting beliefs. You know, there's a lot of branches of beliefs, like the beliefs that there's no good guys out there. I'm too old. I'm never going to meet anyone. Those are all the branches of the tree, right? Then there are roots. There are a few roots of limiting beliefs that everyone has. One of them is, I'm not enough. One is, I'm not worthy of this. And one is, I am unlovable. So if we work on, we can work on all the branches of the trees, because guess what? I'm too old. Well, there's a million stories about people older than me who have found love. You know, there's not enough guys out there. Well, turn to your neighbor because she met someone, right? So all of those we can prove as untrue, that like those are untrue. There is actually a lot of guys out there. There, I'm not too old. There is someone that totally would suit me. You know, there are men that are available. So look at the turnaround for the, that it's not true, and that there's an equally as true belief out there. That's how you, you know, turn a belief around to a powerful, positive belief. And then there's those root beliefs like, I'm not enough. Well, there's nothing outside of us that can tell us that we are enough. There's nothing outside of us that can tell us we're worthy or tell us that we are lovable. We have to do the inner work to find that. I have to decide. So here's one of the last things that I think that gets in the way is that we haven't decided. We have to decide, I am lovable. I am worthy. I am enough. And it's my time, period. I am doing this because I decided, and for no other reason. You've probably seen this, Bella. When someone makes a decision and they go, I am now meeting this person, I am falling in love, and this is it, then that's when it happens, right?
Totally, 100%.
And they make a decision, and then their belief rises up to that decision, you know?
It's so true. And remember, guys, beliefs, we hold them to be true. Beliefs are opinions.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They're not facts.
It's not a fact, and they're not true.
Mm-hmm. You can find evidence against every one of these beliefs. I'm not enough. Really?
Right.
Do you think I don't suffer from this? I do. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you do too, right? I'll think, oh, I haven't done enough of this. I haven't created enough, you know, new workshops in 2023 because I've been so busy. I haven't done enough. I'm not enough. And you think about it, and so many of those branches come back to that. And you know what that is? If I asked five other people, do you believe that I'm not enough? Do you believe I, and people would probably be like, what are you talking about? Just like I would if you said to me, Bella, I don't believe I've done enough. I'd be like, what are you talking about? You've created this kick-ass life. These are right. Just imposters, little evil yeah. minions that right. live in your brain yeah, that are they're kicking not up shit.
Yeah, they're total gremlins and they're not true. And so we can turn it around and find the more powerful positive thought. I am enough. I am willing to see myself as enough is a great stepping stone. I'm willing to see my worth. I'm willing to see that I'm lovable. I'm willing to see is a great on-ramp to the enoughness and the lovable and the worthiness. And it is equally as true and more powerful and positive. And what you can do is say, okay, let me give three examples of how I'm enough. I'm enough for blank. You know, I'm enough for my job and I show up for everybody there. I'm enough for my sister. I'm the greatest sister that's ever been. I'm enough for my mom. I take care of her in her older age. Like, where are you actually enough? Because you're proving it to yourself, right? So if I think I'm unlovable, where am I actually lovable? Let me prove to myself how lovable I am. That's how you start turning around those limiting beliefs. And there's a lot, we do a lot of limiting belief work in my courses. It's a constant process, right? Because I can go, oh, okay, I'm enough now. But then I can have another sneaky belief about my body or about my parenting or about the next level that I can take my business. So limiting belief work is always the inner work that we're doing, right? Finding, raising up our beliefs to the level of what we want to create in our life.
And so I love so many things that you've said. If you're not where you are, where you want to be, somehow your thoughts are creating confusing orders to the universe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because those thoughts create feelings. And mm-hmm. those, when you don't have the right feelings, you're not going to bring in the right energy or attract the right things. Am I saying that right?
100%. Yep. And you don't have the right feelings. You're not aligned with your desire. Your feelings align you with your desire and attract it back in. It's all a vibration. So if you're not having the right thoughts and producing the right orders and you're not having the right feelings and you're wondering why you're not getting what you want, you're not aligned with your desire.
Oh, this is so powerful.
Start over with your state and your story and then your strategy. And guess what? When your state is aligned and you're feeling good and your story is aligned and your thoughts are good, right? And they're placing good orders, then the strategy that you take works. So even if a strategy that you've taken before that didn't work, it will now work when you're aligned, right? So, oh, I don't want to go back on the dating apps. Well, when your state is in the right place and your story is in the right place, go on the dating apps because it's aligned and it's in the right vibration and it will attract in what you want. Before, you were placing confusing orders and taking action that wasn't aligned. So of course it didn't work.
Right. No, that makes perfect sense. And you guys, if you didn't get this gem, I'm going to repeat it again. The roots of all limiting beliefs, I'm not enough, I'm not worthy of this, and I'm lovable. And holy smokes, we have to decide. Nobody can decide for you. There is no mountain you're going to climb. Nobody that's going to come and tap you on the head and say, you know what, Bella, you've arrived. I have to decide.
Right.
That I am these things. And that's when it will happen. Guys, just because you find the lid to your pot still doesn't solve that I'm not lovable wound inside of you until you say to yourself and you decide, hell, I don't care what my family of origin story is. I don't care how many bad relationships I've been in. I am lovable. That's your first step, is to believe that, because nobody else can make you believe that. Not even Prince friggin' Charming.
And look at the energy and the power in that, right? Even you saying it, like we're both smiling and we're both like, yes, like people can hear and feel the confidence in that. Yeah. That's really powerful.
You guys have the steering wheels to this. I mean, how, if you haven't crashed your car yet while driving, I don't know if you're truly absorbing this, because the key to the kingdom, y'all, is in your hand.
Yes.
Look at your hands. The key's there. Do you see it? What color is your key? What shape is your key? Because it's there.
100%.
Oh my gosh. So what have we missed? Have I missed anything?
Well, we can talk about, my favorite thing in the world to talk about is manifesting. And although everything that we've been talking about is in essence manifesting, I have 4 steps to advance manifesting that I guarantee you, your dear listeners have never heard.
Oh, girl, I want to hear it. Look at me taking notes here while she's talking, okay? Me.
This is going to rock your world, and we'll have to check back after you hear this and apply it into your life, Bella.
Oh, so yes.
I've been teaching manifesting literally for 30 years, because the minute I heard it, I started applying it into my life and started teaching it to people. And, you know, the basics of manifesting is ask, believe, receive. Right? So that's what we were talking about. Like, ask for what you want, get clear on it, believe it, and then receive it in. Well, people know that that's the basics of manifesting, and it still eludes us because it's not as concrete as we'd like it to be. So in my exploration, I found these 4 discoveries, these 4 steps, like looking back and going, okay, how did I manifest that? How did I manifest that? I was like, this is what I did. This is what I did. This is what I did in this. And here they are. So it's different than ask, believe, receive. Step 1, how I manifest anything is to focus on the end result of how I want to feel. So if I am trying to manifest a relationship, I want to look at how that feels to be in love, right? How does it feel? Am I happy? Am I peaceful? Am I fulfilled? Am I feeling connected? Am I feeling bliss, joy? What am I feeling? Comfort, relief,
safety.
How do I want to feel? Safety, security. You know, so how do I want to feel? What is that feeling? It doesn't have to be one thing. It's all of it combined. The end result of how I want to feel, because I might just not want to feel excited. That might not be the end result, right? The end result means the bigger overarching feeling. How do I want to feel? What's the end result of how I want to feel? That's step one. Step two is ask the universe for guidance how to get there. So you have to ask. The ask is not for the thing. The ask is for you to be shown the way. So then you go, okay, this is what I want. This is how I want to feel. Show me. Show me. Let the path become revealed. And now you got to stay open to all the ways that the universe shows you, right? To all the guidance, to all the whispers, to all the God winks, whatever you want to call them. And step three is you take inspired action on the universe's nudges. So when someone says you should get on that new dating app, you're like, okay, that's the third time I've heard that. I have to take action. Don't take action on the third time. Take action on the first time. When someone goes, hey, I've got someone to set you up with. Okay, that's guidance, right? Hey, you should do this. Hey, you should do that. Hey, someone popped into my DMs. Okay, I'm going to follow this guidance and look at everything as guidance, because there's no bad guidance, right? It's like it either is or it isn't. And everything is a baby step towards the thing, the end result of how you want to feel. So focus on the end result of how you want to feel. Ask the universe for guidance. Take inspiration, inspired action right away when you get it. And step four is be okay no matter what. Find joy along your journey. Be grateful in the now. That's the piece that most people are missing when it comes to manifesting, because they miss the fourth step of detachment, of being happy and being grateful right here, right now with all that you already have.
Yeah.
Oh, we already have love. We already have companionship. We already have connection, right? We already have safety, but we're thinking we're without it. I can still want more of it, and I can ask her how to get there. And I can take inspired action, but sitting in the beingness of it is what really attracts it in. And we find it a lot faster when we detach through being okay no matter what, and being in the present and being joyful and being grateful. That's what we're after anyway. So finding it now is the key to more of it.
I love that. And I think you're right. I think people get stuck with manifesting. Well, if I think it, it's supposed to fall into my lap. No, right. There's two key things. You have to take action.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take the actions, right? And then be okay with where you are. Look at it as a journey. So often,
yes. You
know, I think about the big things I've done in my life, right? And you think that you arrive at that thing and suddenly there's a ticker tape parade or the ball drop and you're like, okay, I just hit that goal, whatever that is. I ran the race. I hit the sales mark. I did this show. And then you're like, there's no parade. There's no orchestra. There's no dancing girls. And when you think about it, it wasn't that moment, but it was all the little moments that led up to it that you remember in your mind. It was the journey.
Yeah, exactly. And we think about when we're dating, when we're younger, that's exactly what we're doing. We're like, oh, maybe it's that guy. Oh, okay. That's fun. Oh, I liked him. Oh, he didn't like me back. Okay. No big deal. All right. Oh, there's this other guy over here. Okay. He's kind of fun. This is good. That's what we're doing. We're okay no matter what. Cause we're like, oh, we're young. The pressure's off. It's, you know, this is part of it. So why not apply that no matter what age we are? The being okay no matter what is part of the energy that allows it and attracts it in. It's the art of allowing. It's how we get it.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, therapy is great, but I think what you're doing is so forward looking, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, you know what? There's some swampy stuff. We all have the swampy stuff. You have yours. I have mine. But let's move forward into what we do want. Let's forgive the past and move into the future.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Keep beating the drum of the past if you want more of the past, right? Beat the drum of the future if you want the future. Be in the present moment of what you want and of the already having of it. That's what really attracts it in.
I love that. Steph, you're a wealth of knowledge. I feel happier just by having done this podcast.
Me too. It was so fun.
I'm going to put on a bracelet and see if I can have a complaint-free day. Can I be accountable to you?
Yes, please do. You have to report to me. Let me know how it goes.
Wow. I can see myself going, well, what exactly is a complaint? If I'm just venting, is that a complaint?
Hey, if you're thinking about it, you're placing orders for it. So you determine what's a complaint. And if your vents are going to place an order that you don't want, then we need to turn that around, right?
So my office that doesn't have air conditioning right now is actually a very cool, lovely zone.
And
it feels so good in here. And so I'm placing orders to have
it. You are flushing your system. It's good to release and to sweat and to be hot. And, you know, it's great to feel the contrast because when it's natural working, glow. Feel great, natural glow. See, all the positives.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Well, Steph, thank you so much for being here. Where can we follow you on Instagram? Can we check out your site if we want more happy tools?
Yeah, Coach with Steph on Instagram, and that's my website, and it's Coach with Steph is with two F, STEFF. And yeah, follow me on Instagram. Come find me. I have a happy habits checklist. That's a great tool to help your state in the morning. It has 10 happy habits that you can look at and go, oh, I want to apply these few. That works for me. I'm already doing that one. Take a look at the Happy Habits Checklist. It's on my website or on the bio in my Instagram. And I'd love to connect with you guys. So follow me there.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you so much for your wisdom. I really appreciate you. This was
great. Thank you for having me. It was awesome.
Smart daters, as always, if this has inspired you to get to your happy dating place and you're stuck and you're feeling like you're in the swamp of dating, reach out for help, for goodness sakes. We're here, smartdatingacademy.com. We are the personal trainers to your love lives. We will get you to that happy place because we make dating a three-letter word, F-U-N, fun. And who doesn't need some fun in their lives? So go to smartdatingacademy.com, follow us on Instagram at Smart Dating Academy, get on our wait list for our VIP one-on-one coaching. And I guarantee it's the best decision you'll ever make because, as Steph said, you are worthy of this. You are enough. And for God's sakes, you are lovable AF. With that, I will see you next week. Thanks for listening. And as always, download us, share us, show us the love, follow Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. And if you or someone you know wants to learn more, check out our website at smartdatingacademy.com. We're here to bring you love.